The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it's Kat again, or Courtney, whichever one you prefer, but I prefer Kat. But I'm back again for episode 2 of the Kat Vision Pod. Remember that you can follow me on Twitter at Kat Vision, which is CATTVISION, and Instagram at Kat Dollaz, CATTDOLLAZ. Also, I have my producer here with me. And you can follow him at Barb Chair Scott on Twitter and Instagram. Make sure that you also follow the Barber's Chair Network at Barber's Chair Net on Twitter and Instagram. And subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/Barber's Chair Network.
Yep. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing pretty good. It's hot as hell, but I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Yeah, same. It's really hot down here in Florida. It was about 90 something degrees today, but it also rained. But I'm not gonna complain because I'm okay with the sun, the heat, the summer. It's fine. I think that people who don't like the summer and that like the winter are sick. Yeah, are sick. I don't know what you could possibly enjoy about freezing. I don't get it. Literally makes me not want to do anything. I can't do anything if it's cold outside. I won't do anything if it's cold outside.
Like, yes. Nothing at all. Like, you won't even like go outside or do anything. Like, I know you're in well, you weren't in Atlanta. You're in Florida now, so you don't have to worry about that shit, period. But
yeah. The extent of going outside, I would say in the wintertime, is like the walk from the house to the car. That's the outdoor activity. I guess, like, I mean, if I was on vacation in the winter, specifically to go somewhere where it's freezing, I guess I would have no choice then. But yeah, I would prefer not being outside when it's cold. Like, I can do the fall, even the early winter months, but when it starts getting to the point where like the high of the day is like 40, I'm not being outside, that's for sure.
I definitely understand that.
And you just can't do fun, like little social things like I like to do. Like, you can't go to the pool and just hang out by the pool. You can't do that in the wintertime because, I mean, you can, but you will be the only one out there and there will probably be a bunch of people telling you to get out of the pool. You're going to die. Those type of things. So you can't really like do it in the wintertime. So the summertime is the best time for that. You can go to the beach. If you live in a place with a beach, I guess. If you don't, I guess you can go to the beach year round. But the key points here is that the weather is warm at the beach. So that makes the summer better.
Right. And I just feel like with the summer too, it's just like more things to do, even when it's warmer out. Like, you know, the cold, like, of course, you know, I'm from Chicago, so we'll find things to do regardless. But, you know, I mean, hey, when you're born in it, now I've been removed from it for such a long time that it's like I can't bang with anything lower than 70 degrees. But at the time, niggas will find something to do when it's 40, 30. They don't care. Throw a coat on, throw a hoodie on. We don't get it cracking. But besides that, I'm with you. Summer That's is psychotic. The prime sense. I mean, hey, it sounds like it, but, you know, when you're born in it, shit, you got to do what you got to do.
Finding things to do in the cold. No, I find plenty of things to do in the summer. I can go to a barbecue, which is like always fun. I mean, I guess depending on whose barbecue it is. We all know some people who probably don't need to host them, but they do anyway. But yeah, you can go to like barbecues, and I love barbecues. I love grilled food. So yeah, I really enjoy it. And like, you go to the right barbecue and it has like a combination of like everything there, everything that you want to eat, drink. It's not like extremely hot. They at least have like shady areas, and they don't just have you sitting out miserably in the sun so you can get one little chicken leg. So I like those kind of barbecues. Like, I have a few like things that you absolutely have to have at your barbecue.
Oh, let's see these.
So number one, you of course have to have grilled chicken, but I don't know how many times I have to explain this to people. Stop buying just a big pack of legs. Legs just seem like here, damn, always asking for something. Stop doing only chicken legs at barbecues. Mix it up, put some different chicken up there. Like, Jesus. And make sure that like they're crispy. So that's good. And then ribs, of course. If you have some that are like unsauced, I will be the serial killer eating those, because I actually do prefer like ribs with no sauce on them. However, I'll eat them with the sauce.
Ribs with no sauce? This is very anti-Black here.
I mean, I'll eat it with the sauce. Not like I'm anti-sauce. I just know that I would be happier if it didn't have any sauce on it.
That's interesting. Never heard that before. We'll continue.
Let's see. You know, I'm not really a big grilled seafood type of person, so y'all can have that. As far as everything else, you grill some veggies, some baked beans, but like the good kind, not the kind where you just bought a can of baked beans and threw them in a pan and was like, here, this all I got. I'm not really a fan of potato salad, but I feel like it does have to be there for some reason. It just seems right. And if you have time, macaroni and cheese, of course, everybody always loves that. And then beer, even if I'm not going to drink the beer personally, like I only drink beer like twice a year, but even if I'm not going to drink it, I feel like it has to be there.
Yeah. You can't trust, a barbecue with no beer in there. It's gotta be some type of brews in there. Now I'm slightly bougie. I like my IPAs, but I understand everybody's not like me. So, you know, other light beers are acceptable.
Yeah. It definitely has to be some beer, and it has to be at least one mysterious uncle that has drank at least like 10 of them before anyone arrives. That's wow. Also like, that has to happen too. If no one's drunk, but everyone has beer, I don't trust it.
Okay. That's interesting. I kind of can understand that. So that's all on your list?
Yeah, that's it for my list, I think. Okay. Music, obviously. Yeah. But otherwise, no. Nah.
Okay. It. I got a list of mine for a couple things that when I'm yours? Going to a barbecue. Number one, the guy on whoever is grilling, this dude, I prefer he be in his 40s, you know, at least. Yeah. At the bare minimum gotta be in his 40s. If he doesn't have a Bluetooth, you know, the barbecue sandals, even if you're a young nigga doing it, you still at least have,
you still need to be old at heart.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Like my brother, like usually when we have cookouts at the crib, it's my brother, he's doing it. I can grill, I just don't care enough to do it. I'm very impatient. I don't like the whole waiting process. I can do it though. My brother, he likes to do the whole thing. You know, they got to have a whole process with the grill.
And you
know,
you need a sweat rag.
Exactly. Like, he's only 30, but he has the fat nigga sweat rag. You know, he has the Jesus sandals, and they're all, I don't trust any barbecue that doesn't start off with old school music. Now you can play rap later on in the barbecue,
but
I gotta hear some Earth, Wind & Fire, some Jeffrey Osborne, you know what I'm saying, some shit like that to get the party going. So that's number one. I gotta know what type of cook it is. I'm with you, the beers have to be, the alcohol selection in general has to be good. Number three, there has to be some type of games going on. Now, it depends on what type of barbecue you're on. If you're on a barbecue on the West Coast, if I don't see any niggas playing dominoes, it's a problem.
It better be somebody playing spades if you're down here.
Exactly. If you're in, because I feel like Domino's is only a West Coast game. Like, I never played the shit till I moved to LA. But everywhere else got to be spades, Uno, something going on.
Something where people can cuss at each other and talk shit.
Exactly.
And it can't really be a quiet game of chess. No, it has to be something where people can be belligerent and mean to each other.
Shit, we treat Uno as bad as we treat fucking spades. Like, I've seen Uno games get very, very heated. See, it's got to be some type of competition going on. So those are like the bare, like, food. I usually trust whatever food that at least my family and my friends, I know what type of food we eat. I don't go to vegan barbecues. I feel like if you're vegan or whatever,
you just don't need the barbecue.
Right. You just don't need to fucking be here. Like,
I'm sorry. I want this to be like as inclusive as possible, but, you know, barbecue meat, real meat, I don't know, they go together.
Yeah, like, we don't need to be, I can't eat that. Why you show up? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, even if you're like a staunch person who works out all the time, that's great. You can have a day where you can just say fucking. Usually that's on holidays. So
yeah,
you
know, I mean, no, we commend you for it. Yeah, right, it's exactly. A great journey. You just don't need to host barbecues.
Yeah, you damn sure need to host it.
You now, can host a garden party or something. I don't know.
Now, while you say you don't like potato salad, but I will say this. I love potato salad, number one. But number two, you can't trust everybody potato salad. Potato salad is like guacamole. Everybody can't make that shit. When it's hitting. But when it's trash, that shit is trash. So it's you really got to know. It's like
I can tolerate it. It got to be ice cold, though. It can't be like sitting out in the sun, getting mushy. Then I don't want it. It needs to be cold.
That's interesting to say. Ice cold?
Yeah, like fresh out the refrigerator.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Okay. I was like, hey, what, you eating super cold potato salad?
Not like frozen, but like it needs to be fresh out the refrigerator.
Okay. So you basically got to know your cooks. It's like, you know, one of my favorite football phrases, KYP, know your personnel. You got to know who the fuck is on the grill, who the fuck's making potato salad. And once you got those bare essentials, you should have a great fucking night. If I didn't leave the barbecue drunk and being fed lies by my uncles and cousins for the last 3-4 hours, it wasn't a good night.
Yeah.
It wasn't a good night. So those are my cookout essentials.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Like, the cookout needs to be good. Everybody stayed way too late, got way too drunk, ate way too much food, danced too much. It needs to be like, I was supposed to leave at 8, but it was so fun, I stayed till midnight type of cookout, or just don't have it. Nobody wants to come to your civilized barbecue.
Exactly.
Your social hour with featuring a grill, a quiet grill, and one person standing over it with the apron on. We need the other kind of cookouts.
Well, and there's got to be some type of, like, I always say it's got to be elders there, man. Like, I always feel like, you know, I don't really bang with a lot of young nigga barbecues, man. Like, you know, I just don't.
No, it definitely has to be some old niggas.
It's got to be some old niggas that lying about shit.
At least somebody, grandma, somebody, auntie, somebody. Like, it can't just be just only people my age. Somebody old got to be there.
Some old niggas. So, like, you know, if you bring a girl, which, like, oh, I see you, nephew. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be something.
You need somebody there to check everybody with, they just to look at everybody and let everybody know, okay, somebody grandma over here. Let me be on my best but worst behavior at the same time. They don't see old people there. People be like, oh, bet, we about to act a fool. Like, wait a minute, we acting a fool, guys, but we're also keeping it family friendly.
Exactly. That's what I think should be the cookout essentials. I'm looking forward to going. I haven't been to, well, I kind of went. I went to one Memorial Day. It was like just kind of like a friend get up. Like, I haven't been to like a real fucking barbecue since pre-pandemic. So I'm looking forward to doing that this summer.
Me too. I can't wait. Somebody needs to have one. Not me, but somebody needs to have one.
He said, not me. I don't want to be the host.
Yeah, that's a great idea for someone else to do.
So what other thing, like, is there any like shows that you're watching this summer? Like, it's, you know, I feel like this kind of like a, usually it's a dead area around this time. Like, it's usually baseball on, NBA finals ending, but with basketball being delayed, the start of the season being delayed, we've actually got hoops and baseball on right now. But is there anything you're watching specifically?
The Hawks lose right now, but yeah. Otherwise, I've been watching The Handmaid's Tale, but it's like the last week, the last episode comes on Wednesday, so that's gone now for God knows how long. The Handmaid's Tale.
Okay, I'm not on game with that.
It's okay. It's either you either watch it or you don't. You know, I don't really have anything to watch. I'm waiting on football season. Really badly, but I did go to the movies for the first time on Saturday. For the first
time, how was that experience?
Well, I mean, honestly, it was kind of awkward at first because went to the movies that's in like downtown, which you know is usually more packed. It wasn't really that packed, which was kind of like funny just to see that people are still slowly coming back to the movies. They haven't packed it out yet, and then like it wasn't really. Like, I think the tickets were like $13, which is, that was pretty reasonable for a Saturday night movie at 9 o'clock, like downtown. And then like, I got some fries too. And that was like $4, which usually fries would have been like $40 at the movies. And that was kind of a surprise. I guess they like, we're going to start off slow and then we're going to hit them with the big stuff later when we start getting our business up. But yeah, it was good. I went to see A Quiet Place too. It was all right. I guess I really didn't remember that many details from the first one. Honestly, I paid as much attention to this one as I did the first one, which was barely, it's too quiet. And I don't know. I lost interest about halfway through, but I just powered through and eventually it was over. So that was cool. But it wasn't bad, I guess, if you are just fiending to go see A Quiet Place too. I don't really know. But it was all right. I was happy to go to the movies. I was super excited. And then there was some teenagers, of course, there being annoying. Them being one of the most annoying groups in society. They were naturally like doing annoying things, like talking loud.
Have you ever sat down and thought about how potentially annoying you might have been as a teenager?
Oh, I think about it a lot. Every time I'm around teenagers and they're getting on my last nerve, I'm just like, damn. I'm sure I was just as annoying to someone. Wow, I'm glad I'm not a teenager anymore. I can't relate. Man, teenagers just do things that just make you so aggravated. Like walking into a store with their music on blast, playing it from their phone. And it's just like, why are you doing that? Yeah, like, why do you think that anyone other than you wants to hear that? And they just walk out like nothing happened. I'm just like, wow, that's super annoying. Or like playing around while you're in line trying to like purchase movie tickets and they're like with their friends pushing each other and laughing and giggling. It's just like, yeah, if you guys can just move to the side so I can do adult things and then you can have this area as like your jungle gym. Teenagers are the worst.
Hey, I was definitely a very annoying teenager. I apologize to my mom. Like, I know I was pain in the ass to deal with in high school. It's just, you know, it just, even being a teenager, like, we used to have this rule as a, you know, in high school that, you know, you don't leave the school without the guys, you know what I'm saying? And this is mainly because of the Chicago rule, and, you know, Chicago is crazy as fuck. You don't want to be on the CTA, which is Chicago. For those who don't know, CTA is Chicago Transit Authority. We call it the CTA or the bus or the L or whatever. You don't want to be there by yourself because anything can fucking pop off. I always say they have these different color lines. If you're on the red line, be on the red line or the green line in Chicago, it's like walking into the 300. Anything can go on. Like, I'm not scared of anything because of them years I spent riding that train. So we used to be the guys in the back of the bus fucking with people. And as an adult, I'm like, this motherfucker probably got off an 8-hour shift. He ain't trying to deal with y'all punk ass teenagers.
Yeah.
And we just bother people. So yeah, it's just, I understand.
Y'all were definitely annoying. I was on the MARTA one night and this teenager was playing his music like on like a Bluetooth speaker, super loud. This is at like 10, 11 o'clock at night. Well, yeah, it was probably like 10:30. And the security guard is like, all right, on the speaker or something. I don't even know where it was coming from. They were just like, you need to turn the music off. And he's like ignoring them, turning the music up. Him and his friends are like laughing. It's so funny to them. And then they come back and was like, you need to turn the music off or we're gonna have to like get MARTA police out here. So long story short, we got stopped at like the next stop and we had to wait for the MARTA police to come. And everybody on that train was cussing him out. I'm talking about grandmas, white people, black people, babies, kids, dogs, anybody that was on the train was cussing him out. And I'm just like, everybody on there had just got off work. They was trying to, you know, get to their bus, trying to get home. And it was like 11, almost 11 at night. And he got cursed out. You know that it's one video on Twitter. I don't know if you've seen it. It's like a dude at like a PTA meeting. He says something that pisses everybody off. And they're like, what? You need to leave. Like it was like that, but the black version were like,
but the nigga
version. It's a little bit more threatening. Like it was, yeah, teenagers are super annoying.
So with the movies, I'm still not at the point where I'm ready to go to a movie theater yet. Was there a lot of people there or no?
No, it actually wasn't. It was a lot of people downtown in general, but specifically at the movies, no. It was a fair amount of people there where like we weren't the only people there, but it was a small group. It wasn't a lot of people there. It was pretty quiet too.
I think the first time I'm gonna go to the theater will probably be in September to see the Shang-Chi movie from Marvel, because Black Widow is gonna be available on Disney Plus, and I'm just not gonna fucking go to movie theater and watch the shit in the comfort of my own home.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm looking forward to that. But are you going to see the summer blockbuster or the worst movie franchise of all time, Fast and the Furious?
No, I will not be participating in keeping that movie on air. Like, I don't know, like everybody who's participating in the rise of that empire and the continuation of it needs to fall with it. Like, I am just fed up. It's just so many ways you can flip these people and have them doing all this stuff. Like, if you think about the first movie and then what I see them doing in the previews, now I'm just like, how did we get here? That was just, I wish they would stop making it, but they're not. When the world ends, nothing's gonna be left but roaches and Fast and the Furious movies and maybe a new season of The Walking Dead. Like, that's it.
Well, we have a little bit of good news. That good news is that Dom Toretto himself, aka Vin Diesel, which we still don't know what race this nigga is, by the way. you know, he always says, oh, well, my mother really told you what. Your mother knows the race of the guy she has sex with. I call bullshit. But anyway, that's a whole nother story. But he says there's only going to be two more fucking movies. So we just got to get through.
Only two more? It needs to be negative four. Like, they can actually take back four of them. Instead of giving us two, they can like take four of them back free.
Please, definitely.
I will pay them to take
I will pay you to not make these movies anymore.
Only two more. Oh, God.
Is there like anything that you're looking forward to seeing or things that you have been watching, like, you know, during this free time, do it before football?
Not really. Honestly, I don't have that much time before football season. And like now I need to find some new shows probably, I guess. I just keep binge watching the same old shows again. I need to stop. I want to start.
We all have comfort shows.
Right. But then every time I want to try something new, someone suggests something, they say it's so great. And I try to watch it and I'm just like, yeah, I don't see myself sticking to this. And they're like, you gotta try. And I'm like, yeah, well, usually the shows that I like give me incentive to keep watching them after episode one. I don't care about any of these people. But no, I'm gonna try to watch some new stuff, I guess.
I think there's not really like a lot of shows. I'm watching The Chi, which I always say I finish when I start, even though I feel like Lena Waithe should be under the jail. But I finish where I start. And it hasn't been that bad of a season. It's been pretty decent so far. I'm not gonna lie about that. But I am waiting for the final season of Insecure and Curb Enthusiasm season 11. Probably not gonna drop. Both probably not gonna drop to the fall though.
Oh, I mean, I watch Curb. I don't like watch it every time the new episode comes on. I never actually catch it when it premieres. I just always go back and watch it. But yeah, I started watching it actually, I think the year before last, somebody put me on and I was like, oh, this show is actually funny. So I just like binge watched it. And so, yeah, I guess I forgot about that and Insecure. Insecure is just something I need to keep up with for topic purposes, because I know everybody's going to be arguing about it. And I like to know what people are talking about, what they're referencing.
Yeah, that's for sure. I'm just really interested to see how that season is going to, how the show is going to end.
I feel
like
five
seasons are like, you know, the perfect season, like amount of seasons for a TV show. Like usually we complain about shows then it's because they went past five seasons.
It's because they were holding our emotions hostage for three extra seasons just to let us down big at the end. Usually, like if they would have just ended it during that time where it felt like they should have ended, but we just didn't want them to, it would have been fine. But they drug it. They drug us along for three more seasons and it sucked. Now we're mad. That's usually why we hate endings of shows.
That's a good theory. That's a good theory I didn't think about.
They string us along for way too long instead of just letting us down easy. Like, just if you don't want us anymore, just say that. Don't string us along.
I definitely agree with that one.
But yeah, I guess it is what it is. I'll find something new to watch, new things to listen to, I guess. Some new music that's been coming out recently. I know that I listened to like the Meg single. I actually like it better than like her other for radio singles that she's dropped.
Okay, I haven't heard that. I just saw a lot of ass on my IG story. So I
was, you knew what time it was.
Right, exactly.
And Doja, I don't really listen to her music personally. And I actually don't really know if like people are sticking to the whole canceling thing, which is why I always laugh when people crying about you guys are trying to cancel my favorite artist. And it's just like, if a person has enough fans, we already know that they're going to be fine.
I'm trying to think who was actually canceled.
Daniel Caesar.
Daniel Caesar. That's really about it.
And the thing about it is, it's more like people was like, oh, you know, he don't have pretty privilege to be nice. That's what they were basically saying. That's fucking hilarious. Why he got canceled so easily. And while that might have played a part, I think it's mostly just like he was new and we liked his music, but he didn't have anything that like was just, he didn't have like a sound that like we definitely couldn't get anywhere else. He already had like a sound that was familiar. So it was just like, yeah, it's okay. We can let go of Daniel Caesar, especially since the way he decided to be canceled. It was like, all right, so well,
what was the reason? Was he like was fucking around with white women, or he was coning? What was he doing?
I think something had happened with the Yes Jules girl, and people were like, it was just like a lot of conversation around something she did, and she was getting criticized. I don't remember, because honestly, she's like muted or blocked or something. I don't even think about her. But she had did something, and then like Daniel Caesar at like 12 midnight one night, I don't know if it was that late, but it was like randomly he made a video and was like, I don't know why you guys are so hard on people like Yes Jules. And then he said something like, y'all can cancel me, I don't care. And it was just like, all right, you said it.
Well, don't say your ass, nigga.
Right. It was, and everybody was just basically, we were all on the same page, and we were like, I mean, what you think? Yeah, canceled, all right. Like, but he's about it. Like, or yeah, I never really see anybody. We can't even get niggas to stop listening to R. Kelly. We know canceling is not a real thing. So
I'm glad you brought that up, because also at barbecue, especially in Chicago, you're still going to hear Robert.
I'm sure. I don't doubt
old
it.
Old folks like, are not done with him.
Oh, no, I don't doubt it at all. It's to the point now where it's just like I make my own conscious effort to support or not support what I think is inappropriate, so I don't listen to him personally. But I already know we're not gonna be able to get them aunties to stop playing R. Kelly. That ain't happening. They love some step music, and all he gotta do is drop a Step in the Name of Love remix, and they're gonna be back stepping in the name of love. Like, we know, like, I've accepted it. Like, it's not gonna happen. We just gonna have to let the generation fade out, and then we'll see.
With the new, are you like, are you somebody who like, you're still like up to date on new music? Cause me, I found like, since I've like turned 30, and really even kind of before I turned 30, like around 29, but especially like in my 30s, I don't have the the excitement anymore to just, I'm really like, oh, I'll get to that out when I get to it. You know what I'm saying? Unless it's somebody who I really would fuck with, like, you know, Hov, Kendrick, guys like that. I listen to night it comes out. Besides that, do you check up on them right away? Or you just like, whatever.
So I'm pretty much the same way as you, honestly. Like with my favorite artists, like if Rihanna would stop playing with us and drop something, like with my favorite artists, obviously I'm gonna want to listen to it as soon as I get a chance. But like now they be like, yeah, the Migos dropping an album on Friday, and this, no offense to them, but they're not my favorite artist. So I'm just like, I'm not gonna be running to listen to it at 12 midnight on Thursday. It's just, I can hear it when I hear it. Like I'll hear the songs, I'm sure. Like I don't, if you're not like one of my top favorite artists, I don't, what's the rush? Like, why do I have to listen to it as soon as it come out? Like people is, I just don't have the desire to do that anymore. I used to, but now I'm just like, eh, I'll hear it when I hear it. Like, it is what it is.
The Migos album, and we asked this question on Summer Sessions last episode about what exactly does how many songs does it qualify to actually have a good album in today's streaming era because of, you know, all these niggas putting all these damn songs on the albums? Because what the thing about the Migos is, like, I don't have that many high expectations for with the Migos. With the Migos, it's like, just give me like five or six joints that I can like fuck with, you know what I'm saying? If I'm out, I'm in a car or whatever. And but if you're giving me 19 songs and it's like five or six are good, that's not a passing grade. So it's like, what do we do? Like, what is, you know, what can change in the streaming era for people to actually like give a shit about putting together good projects, like full bodies of work?
Personally, I just, and I don't want to sound like a back in the olden days, because I'm really not one of those type of people. Personally, for me, my attention span is not going to allow me to sit through 20 plus songs from an artist that is not someone that I'm checking for, or that's not in my top something. Because to me, it's just like, why would I want to sit and try to like new music when I can go listen to my favorite artist with music I already like? And then like, you're not making it easier on me by putting 29 songs on here. Now I'm never going to get to those. Like Chris Brown and his like 50 song albums. Like who do you think you are? Who do you think I am? First of all, why do you think I have enough time for that? Like what?
Even if you're somebody who has all the time in the world, listen to 40 songs.
New songs at that. Not 40 songs you know and already like. New songs that you got to like open your mind to and be like, oh, let me give it a chance. Like
it's a
sometimes you're not in the mood to give something new a chance. Sometimes you just want the same old, same old. Like you go to a restaurant and you was like, I'm going to get something new today. And then you get there and you be like, never mind, I'm gonna just get the chicken tenders. Sometimes you just want the same old, same old. It's not that you...
That's a
don't
great comparison.
Want something new, but yeah.
That's a great comparison because we bring up like the comfort shows and like sometimes you go out. If I'm hungry, I'm not in the mood to try some new shit.
To like, try something new,
Yeah, because if I don't like it.
I'm starving, let's go try this new restaurant that I've never had before.
Nah, then I'm gonna be mad if I don't like it.
Exactly. Sometimes you just need to stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. That's some very sound advice.
Very sound advice.
Yeah, so like when it comes to new music, like I'll listen to it when I listen to it, but like I don't need to stay up and at nighttime, honestly, on Thursday night rolling into Friday, that's the time when I start to like really accept the fact that it's Friday. Oh my God, I'm so happy it's Friday. And if it's payday Friday, even more happy. So I don't really care about whose album just dropped at 12:01 a.m. Like it's just not a priority.
Exactly, especially like I get tired as well. It comes out now down the West Coast, but that's still in my hours of, you know, I'm trying to chill for a couple hours before I go to sleep. Still,
even 9 p.m. is a random time, like
right, exactly. Like
let me go listen to some new music. Like
in college, nigga, I was on it. Like, oh, so and so dropping tonight. Like, you know, you'd be hype about it. Now I'm just like, I don't give a shit. Like, that shit ain't going nowhere. It'll be in the morning.
Exactly.
But that goes back to the old music Twitter days, like when people review albums on Twitter and shit. Like, nobody does that shit anymore.
Well, now everybody thinks that their music opinion is the right one. And so people don't review stuff, honestly. They just say stuff so people can argue with them about it. Like, so people don't be like, you know what? I really like that song. It's like a normal person. Like, they're like, that's a top five song ever. Y'all can argue with your grandma. And it's just like, guys, like, it's not that serious. Like, now it's like people ain't even like listening because they actually genuinely want to see if they like the song. They just like, I need to be the first person to say it was trash. And exactly. That's what they're waiting to do.
Now, do you have any faith in Rihanna putting out any new music? I kind of put her in like, I don't think she's putting out nothing out. And honestly, I was her, with the money she's making on her line, I wouldn't do that shit either.
I think she will eventually, but I think it's going to be like a lot farther away than people think. Like, it'll be like a comeback.
A comeback album.
You thought she was retired, new album. Not like, but I mean, I would say 10 years, but I do think it'll be a lot longer than people think. Like,
well, it's been five it's already. Okay.
It's probably just not a priority to her right now. It's cool.
That is interesting. That is very interesting.
But I mean, I'll be here waiting if she wants to, you know, just I'm do waiting. Some ice, I guess.
Like, I'm waiting for Kendrick. Kendrick, I understand Kendrick a family man right now, but we need some new music. We need some new music, bro. It's been such a long time since he dropped an album that it's just like, what the fuck are you doing?
Like, I mean, everybody is just like
Rihanna has this.
It's like all of our favorite artists are abandoning us. Like, what are you doing, bro? What, you're not even old.
Yeah, you're not. You're not at all. Like,
you're
like,
not even old. What are you doing? You're like
I can accept the fact
in your prime years.
I can accept the fact Jay-Z's a family man. I understand this nigga got
14. Yeah, he's like 59. He should be.
At right. This point, you know? He's part-time. But Kendrick, you're an active member.
Bars, we don't need, we don't necessarily absolutely have to have. But like the rest of these people, I'm like, what are you doing? You're 36. Why are you acting like you're retired?
Like, give us some damn music.
Yeah, everybody's acting like, oh, I gave all I had to the business. And I'm like, what? You dropped one album. What are you talking about? Like, come back. What are you doing?
Exactly.
I miss the old days when people kept doing something until they died randomly. Like, nowadays, niggas be like, I've had a long, successful career, and I'm going to retire at 30. And I'd be like, what?
It's like, I feel the vision, but no.
Yeah, like, I'm happy for you, but I'm not happy for me. Like, I'm... Work with me here. Like, give me something.
Yeah. Kendrick, Rihanna, they gotta get that shit together.
Yeah, they do. I'm not playing with them. I'm sick of it. We're gonna get 18 more mixtapes from other people that we don't even need music from.
I don't need a new Drake album right now. I really don't.
I can always go for one, but yeah, I don't need one. It's like one of those things where it's like someone offers you like your favorite snack. You don't really need it, but like if it's there, I'm probably gonna eat it. Like, but I don't need it.
Yeah, it's one of if you're offering it to me.
Yeah, like, you know, if he was just feeling bored, might delete later and like sent the album to my phone, I wouldn't be like, ugh, and send it back. Like, I listen to it, but I don't like, I'm not dying without it. And he gives us music.
Okay. I mean, it's, I feel like I'm just not, if I'm not at a party, I just really don't care to listen to Drake. That's just my me personally.
Well, this is a Drake.
This is straight Drake stan podcast.
I mean, you know what? It's not, because honestly, like, I'm not one of those, like, when I call myself a stan, it's like a joking way, because I'm not one of those super weirdos that, like, you can't say anything, you can't criticize a person at all without me, like, turning red in the face. I'm not like one of those people. When I say stan, I just mean like I really love that person. I listen to all their stuff. If they got merchandise, I probably purchase it. I would go see them in concert. Everything they post, I'm gonna like. I'm gonna lie and say I like their music even if I don't, etc., etc. Normal stan shit. Yeah, not like shit. Okay. Someone says Drake is corny, and then I send them like a 5-page essay on why they shouldn't have said that about him. Like, it's not that deep.
Okay, that definitely makes sense.
Yeah, I'm not that type of stan. Like, that's psychotic.
I think a lot of people forget where the original word stan came from. I think a lot of people on Twitter.
Well, they just think it's like, oh yeah, I just really like them.
Their
like,
mind doesn't stretch past 2010 when they don't know this is an actual Eminem song. Like, he invented what a stan is.
Like, they're just like, oh yeah, it just means I'm a really big fan. And it's like,
no, did you see the video?
Stan was more than just a big fan. Like,
yeah, he's trying to kill Eminem.
is a little bit, I think it's fair to say he's more than just a big fan. Like,
stalker.
Yeah, but nice try though, trying to soften the blow there.
Trying to normalize it.
Right. Trying to ease it in, like it's as if this normal behavior. Yeah, I see what you did there. No.
Now we're very transparent on this network. So I'm looking at the rundown. Now this one topic you have, I don't know how to make the transition to this, but there's animals that you allegedly think you can beat up. Like, I don't know. What is this?
So I don't know. I stay up really late at night and
you think of shit like this.
Look at weird videos. I'd be on Reddit. And so like, it was actually like a topic that that hit my mind. And I was just like, damn, you know what? It is some animals I think because it was like a bunch of people saying like, they can beat up like a grizzly bear, something completely ridiculous. And I was like, okay, I'm going to stay in my own lane and, you know, just pick an animal that I actually think I could beat up. And so I said I could probably beat up a sloth. Personally, they're slow. They're not going to catch me. And it's not like they just are all of a sudden going to like speed up and just start super punching me or something. Like, I think I can take out a sloth. I also think that I could possibly beat up a small cat, like a kitten.
A small cat, okay.
Not like a regular cat. They are, you know, it's fast, quick, and they scratch. But like a small cat, I also think I could beat up a small cat. And then I don't know why, and this is probably a long shot, but I actually do think that I can beat up an ostrich.
An ostrich, okay.
Like, if you think, like, okay, look, when I say I can beat up an ostrich, I mean I can beat up an ostrich that just strictly wants to go hand to hand, just stand up straight at me and swing his little feathers. I'm not talking about an ostrich that just wants to charge at me with those really long legs. I'm talking about, like, if we stood in a boxing ring and put on gloves, I could probably knock it out. Not like a wild ostrich that chases me down the street.
Okay.
That we had to.
So like, it's a clarification on the ostrich. Right. I think I've only seen the ostrich once in person. I think they're at a fucking zoo or some shit.
They're the creepiest looking things. Ugh, they deserve to be beat up just off of that.
Just because they look creepy.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, see, the sloth, sloth just looks weird too. Like, the nigga just look like he's just like chilling. Like,
I just don't like, I don't trust anything that moves that slow. Like, why don't you ever have anywhere to be? I don't trust it. It needs to be beat up. Like, rough it up a little bit and get some real answers from this clown, because I don't believe it.
Well, these are reasonable answers. Like, some people out there think they can beat up kangaroos. It's like,
yeah, see, I knew I had to, like I said, stay in my lane. Like, let's be reasonable. What can you actually beat up? Because, you know, in the off chance that some serial killer had some weird idea to be like, oh, you said you can beat up a bear. Want to play a game? Like, on some jigsaw shit, I would be fucked. So I just want to go on record to all of the other big, strong animals that I never said I could beat y'all up.
I just wanted to make that clear right now. I don't want any beef with any of the other animals. I mean, even with dogs, like, I don't like big dogs. Like, I only fuck with dogs that I can, like, kick if they, like, you know, if they're doing too much. Like, a big fucking dog, like, you always know niggas with killer dogs. Well, they ain't gonna do nothing. It's always them type of niggas.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I definitely feel that. I don't think there's any animals I can beat up though. I'm just gonna, I just leave them alone. I do me, they do them.
Yeah, I know.
So
yeah, that's all I got for this week, actually. Hope you guys stick around. Of course, once again, make sure that you do follow me on Twitter at Cat Vision, which is
let's give a shout out to everybody who listened to episode one, because episode one was one of the most played podcasts on the network a couple weeks ago. So I want to give a shout out to y'all.
Oh wow, yeah, I forgot about that. Thank you all for listening. Of course.
Definitely. So we definitely gonna be back in 2 weeks.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, of course, you know where to follow her at Cat Vision on Twitter and Instagram. You can follow me at Barber Chair Scott on Twitter and Instagram. And, of course, follow the team at Barber's Chair Network, at Barber's Chair Network on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the Patreon, patreon.com/Barber's Chair Network. Sopranos Season 3 will be dropping this week. I know we took, like, three fucking months to finish it. I apologize. We got to get you on for season four so you can come on in and talk about that with us. But, yeah, it's coming this week. Look out for that. And we're going to holler at y'all in 2 weeks, man. We out.
All right.